Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Let me tell you how radical the party that wants your guns is. I'm talking about the Democrat Party now, and I want you to pay very careful attention. We are in very, very dangerous times in this country. A lot of us thought that Obama was dangerous. We've seen nothing from these Democrats during Obama like we're seeing now. Crazed, lunatic fringe crazed during the Trump administration. Literally out of their minds. Cannot believe that Hillary Clinton still is. They just cannot believe that she didn't win the White House. The left turn made by the Democrat Party in total is so radical and so dangerous that you have to look no further than California. Now, I'm not going to talk guns in California. You already know how radical California is about guns. I'm going to go even farther. I'm going to talk about the immigration policies and the sanctuary cities things for just a couple of minutes to set this up, keeping in mind that this is the party that hates your gun rights. They hate your gun rights. How bad do they hate your gun rights? What does immigration have to do? It has everything to do with it. Because they hate you. And that's not my opinion. This is a fact. You only need look and see what's going on in California right now to make the correlation. Sessions, Attorney General, has about had it. The Trump administration has about had it. California is pushing buttons right now that are so dangerous, mind you, that as far as I'm concerned, it's a threat to our own internal national security. California is that dangerous right now. I'm not talking about their gun controls. I'm talking about what they're doing. They are just steps away from seceding. That's how out of control the California government is. The one-party Democrat, complete off-the-chain, leftist lunatic rule out there is. This is how dangerous they are. To the point that they are protecting illegal criminals. I'm not talking about illegal DACA dreamers. I'm talking about criminals, child rapists. Is there any crime more vile? We're talking about people who are wanted for murder, all different types of violent crime, including rape and child molestation. Nancy Pelosi is supporting her state's middle finger to the federal government, law enforcement, ICE, we're talking about, Immigration Customs Enforcement officers, who are charged under federal law for enforcing federal immigration. California is openly defying the Trump administration and the rule of law when it comes to keeping not only Californians safe, but all Americans safe. They are protecting child rapists, killers, violent criminals from arrest and deportation. You already know that the Oakland mayor, by the way, over half of America wants this woman jailed, by the way, and prosecuted. I would be surprised if that doesn't happen in the near future. But this is a woman in California. This is the Democrat. I want you to keep this in perspective because we're going to talk about some other things here in just a few minutes. But I want to set this up because this is the party that wants your guns. I want you to see just how radical this is. This woman gave advance warning to criminals, to criminal illegal aliens, child rapists, murderers, violent criminals, that federal immigration authorities were coming to arrest them. Nancy Pelosi today publicly supported her for doing that. This is a vile ideology that these people subscribe to that we're talking about. These people couldn't care less about your safety. It is insane what's happening in California right now, and it is very, very dangerous. What does it have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because this is the party that wants your guns. This is the extent that they will go to. They will violate federal law, openly, blatantly, defiantly violate federal law to protect criminal, illegal aliens who rape, rob, and murder American citizens. This is today's Democrat Party. This is the party that wants your guns. Violent crime in California increased in 2014 and 15. There was a surge, according to Session, in homicide and drugs. Imagine that. And Sessions reminded us that America admits the highest number of legal immigrants in the world. He says, it cannot be the policy of a great nation to reward those who unlawfully enter its country with legal status, social security, welfare, food stamps, and work permits, and so forth. How can this be sound policy? It's not. Sessions went on to say, and this is important, there is no nullification. There is no secession. Federal law is the supreme law of the land. I would invite any doubters to go to Gettysburg or to the tombstones of John C. Calhoun and Abraham Lincoln. He then told Oakland mayor, and her name is Libby Schaaf, by the way. Libby, isn't that great? Libby, she is a Libby. He said, how dare you? How dare you needlessly endanger the lives of our law enforcement officers to promote a radical open borders agenda? Here's what she said in response. I did what I believe was right for my community, as well as to protect public safety. People should be able to live without fear or panic and know their rights and responsibilities as well as their resources. Libby Schaaf, illegal aliens have no rights in this country. Criminal illegal aliens are who we're talking about here. This is what she's protecting. This is the party that just this morning, Chuck Schumer was standing at a podium. First thing I had to see, if you went to armedamericanradio.com and read my daily blurb on there today, you saw that the first thing I saw when I opened my eyes this morning, I flipped on the tube, and boom, there was Chuck Schumer. I went, oh, thanks a lot, New York. Thanks a lot for that. Talking about how millions of Americans are going to descend on Washington March 24th and demand gun control, and that he personally will see to it that McConnell moves in the Senate. This is the same party that's defending criminal murderers, child rapists, and violent criminals out in California. This is the Democrat Party. This is today's Democrat Party. The hell with Americans, protect illegals, criminals, and take Americans' firearm rights. Remember, this is the party that has never once met a gun control law or proposal that it did not 100% fully embrace. It's high time some of these people, particularly in California, are jailed and prosecuted. This is the same party that is passing unconstitutional law to protect criminals and welcome illegals into their state in defiance of federal law. The Democrats, and Pelosi is supporting her home state and local state politicians who are passing these laws and who are tipping off federal law enforcement, who are there to protect American citizens and Californians from child rapists, murderers, thugs, illegal gang members, MS-13, killers, violent criminals that ICE is trying to take off the street. Not to mention the danger that it puts law enforcement in. Why? Because when law enforcement shows up, Libby Schaaf just let that criminal know that they might be coming today, and they may very well be armed when that door gets kicked in. If anything happens to an agent, to a law enforcement officer, Libby Schaaf, every single Democrat in the legislature in California, including the governor, has blood on their hands of that law enforcement agent. Or any American, as far as any citizen, but I'm speaking specifically now, of law enforcement who are out there doing their job enforcing federal immigration law to get these thug punk illegal aliens out of this country. This is the party we're talking about. How radical do you think they would get when it comes to your guns? The party that would openly defy federal law enforcement who are trying to get those people off their streets. How far do you think that party would go to come after your firearms rights? Think anything will stand in their way? Absolutely not. Nothing will stand in their way. What you're witnessing in California right now is the perspective you need to put that party in when you're talking about and listening to these people talking about quote-unquote common sense gun safety measures. When we come back, I'm going to read you some warnings coming out of Florida. Very, very disturbing. Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, then you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
No food or drink in studio, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good cold Deer Park water. Walked right by that sign. Paid no attention to it. You're looking for the perfect handgun? You'd love to get it for free, right? I just bought a new Glock 19X, and I promise you, those who are writing me, I will get around to giving you my review of that gun. I promise you. But right now, there's just too much stuff happening in real time, but we will get to that. I swear to you, we will. I told you I would. I've answered some of your emails, and I promise you I will. But it wasn't free, okay? You, on the other hand, have an opportunity for a very limited time to jump over to the armedandresponsible.com website, because the USCCA is giving 10 of you, my lucky listeners, $1,500 each to buy a new Kimber 1911, brand new, top-of-the-line gun. 10 of you could take it home, the $1,500 to buy the gun, free. It all ends on the 23rd, so make sure that you hurry. The clock's ticking. Remember, 10 free Kimbers. You'll instantly get 10 chances to win the moment you enter for free at armedandresponsible.com. It's real simple to do. You just enter in seconds. It's 100% free, armedandresponsible.com. Then when you get your new gun, you can dream about it sleeping on your new MyPillow. You like the way it worked? Wasn't that great? Oh, man. It's not scripted. I'm telling you. Just coming from my own head. But Mike Lindell supports this program. He loves it. I'm looking forward to bringing him back on the Monster Cast over the next couple, 3 weeks, too. We'll be reaching out to his PR folks here in just a few days to get him back on. We'll talk some more gun rights with him. And I've also invited him to co-host the program with me when I get up to Minneapolis in August at the Minnesota State Fair. I've already talked to you fine folks up at 1280 The Patriot, so we're going to make that happen. That will be a blast. Promo code AARMyPillow.com. That's the same promo code. By the way, you get 50% off, by the way, on that four-pack of pillows. Mine's en route. I can't wait till it gets here. Maybe I'll open the box live. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, maybe I'll do that. WarfighterTobacco.com, also promo code AAR. Take 10% off the cigars, accessories, the apparel, the glasses, and all the fun stuff over there, and support the vets that support this show. WarfighterTobacco.com. If you know somebody that likes a good cigar once in a while, believe me, they're great. And you get 10% off. They got the Pelican gun cases flipped into humidors. It's really cool stuff. I have one, and it's really neat, okay? WarfighterTobacco.com, same promo code as MyPillow, AAR. All right, real quick on this very disturbing stuff out of California, then I'm going to go to Florida. I want to remind you of what Pelosi said. You know, keep in mind, we're talking about protecting criminals, violent criminals. The people of California will not be bowed by the Trump administration's brazen aggression and intimidation tactics. Californians will continue to proudly keep our doors open to the immigrants who make America more American. We will fight this sham lawsuit and will fight all cowardly attacks on our immigrant communities. The lawsuit, of course, being because Sessions today announced that he was suing the state of California and reminding California that he will win. Because federal law, and he's right, federal law supersedes. Now, you got the dopey Ninth Circuit out there. Who knows what's going to happen? Jerry Brown is threatening to tie it up in court for years. These people are protecting criminals. What Nancy, let me respond to Nancy Pelosi for just a moment. First off, retire. We're tired of you. America is sick of you. Having said that, those criminal aliens don't make me more American. What makes me more American is supporting ridding this nation of the stain that they are. And I tell you this for a reason, because this is the ideology that wants your guns. Don't you ever forget that. Remember that. Follow this. California is playing a very, very dangerous game with our own national security at stake. Very dangerous game. Radical stuff. Radical. It's impossible to wrap your head around any American citizen that would make a comment like that or would tip off illegals, criminals. And we're talking violent criminals. This is who ICE is busting. They're not going and snagging a 20-year-old dreamer who was here from the time they were two. They're going after child rapists, murderers, thugs, violent criminals. Don't you forget that. I've got to drill that into your head. Florida. Let me switch gears to Florida. Keep that in mind, too, when you hear this stuff. Florida Carry, you know, you got to get involved with these grassroots organizations. FloridaCarry.org. Just go to FloridaCarry.org and sign up for their email alerts. It, like armedandresponsible.com, is also free to do. And you get this type of information every day. I get them from all over the country. Urgent. Yesterday, the Florida Senate passed a bill that punishes law-abiding gun owners for the acts of a deranged criminal. They voted to punish you instead of the public officials who failed to use current law to prevent the shooting in Parkland, Florida. Time is critical. There is not a moment to waste. The House is hearing this bill right now. And as I speak to you live right now today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, cutting away from the email for just a second, I'm getting reports back out of Tallahassee as to what's going on. It is being debated on the House floor right now as I talk to you. If we get information while I'm live, I'll let you have that information. But apparently they're going to vote on this today, okay? Here's what we're talking about. SB 7026 takes away civil rights. Number one, it denies adults 18 to 20 the right to purchase any firearm. Number two, it allows the state and the courts to take away your right to bear arms without you having a right to be represented by a lawyer. This is ex parte. That's what that means. Number three, it makes people felons because they bought a legal firearm accessory with no way to get rid of it, okay, of that now illegal accessory. You bought it lawfully. Now you're a felon for being in possession of it. I'm going to read you 7026 that's going to blow your mind. And they're going to do it without compensating you for the property that they decided is now illegal, which wasn't used in any crime in Florida, by the way. This bill is being pushed by the same people who have been blocking pro-gun bills. We're talking about Ana Terry Flores down there in Miami and De La Portilla and some others. And it is also being supported and pushed by who? The very people I just told you about, the radical party on the left that is more concerned about some criminal child molester than your Second Amendment constitutional rights as an American and your own safety. This is radical stuff here. Say no to gun control, vote no on SB 7026. What does SB 7026 say? Well, it's got additions to over 105 pages of current Florida statutes. I'm going to cover three of these topics that this covers in here with you today. First of all, one that I found incredibly important, and that is, if the sheriff, if they want in their county, they can establish, if they so choose, a Coach Aaron Feist guardian program to aid in the prevention or abatement of active assailant incidents on school premises. And it goes on to explain what that person will have to do. And I want to read it to you. I want to read it to you. Then it goes on to the gun violence restraining orders. I want to read you that. I want to read you what it has to do. Then I want to read you the part on bump stocks. Because the party out there in California wants this crap to be the law of the land. Schumer was talking about it this morning, back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, let's go right to Florida 7026. What is 7026? And by the way, the emails from all of you. Alex, I responded to you today. You know who you are. You wrote me an email. Many of you have written me an email asking for opinions on 7026, and I've written back and said, I really haven't had a chance to go into the weeds with this thing yet. It's very detailed. But what I've pulled out of this so far, I want you to hear. Because the Democrats, the very people who I was just talking to you about, these despicable, disgraceful, vile people who would put what they believe to be the rights of these criminal thugs above you, or even equal to you, and not want to rid their own country of this, is just incredible to me. It is hard to wrap your head around. But this is what, and this is just a small part of what they want. Arming schools, right? The sheriff appointing a guardian to the schools. Great idea. I've been talking about it for a long time. Take a listen to what the person who decides to do this is going to have to go through in order to be qualified to do that. Now, before I tell you this, I want you to keep in mind that Florida has the highest possession of concealed weapons permits in the country. Not just Florida residents, but also Florida out-of-state or out-of-state residents as well. Okay? Because it has reciprocity with the most states, right up there with Utah. So it's a sought-after permit. I've maintained mine as well for that very reason. And then we'll make the correlation here. Because here's what, this sounds great. Sounds, I mean, arm and teach sounds great. Here's what that person, the sheriff who chooses to establish the program shall appoint as school guardians without the power of arrest school employees who volunteer and who, number one, hold a valid license issued under S-790-06. 790-06 is the Florida concealed weapons statute. So that person has to already have a concealed weapons permit. Number two, complete 132 total hours of comprehensive firearm safety and proficiency training conducted by criminal justice standards and training commission certified instructors, which must include A, 80 hours of firearms instruction based on the criminal justice standards and training commission's law enforcement academy training model, which must include at least 10%, but no more than 20% more rounds fired than associated with academy training. Program participants must achieve an 85% pass rate on the firearms training. B, 16 hours of instruction in precision pistol. C, 8 hours of discretionary shooting instruction using state-of-the-art simulator exercises. D, 8 hours of instruction in active shooter or assailant scenarios. E, 8 hours of instruction in defensive tactics. F, 12 hours of instruction in legal issues. Number three, they must pass a psychological evaluation administered by a psychologist licensed under Chapters 490 and designated by the Department of Law Enforcement and submit the results of the evaluation to the Sheriff's Office. The Department of Law Enforcement is authorized to provide the Sheriff's Office with mental health and substance abuse data for compliance with this paragraph. Number four, submit to and pass an initial drug test and subsequent random drug test in accordance with the requirements of S-112-0455 in the Sheriff's Office. Number five, successfully complete ongoing training, weapon inspection, and firearm qualification on at least an annual basis. Successfully complete at least 12 hours of certified nationally recognized diversity training program. I have no idea what that means. The sheriff shall issue a school guardian certificate to individuals who meet the requirements of subparagraph 2. The sheriff shall maintain documentation of weapon and equipment inspections as well as the training, certification, inspection, and qualification records of each school guardian appointed by the sheriff in Section 6. The Division of Law Revision and Information is instructed to change references from school marshal program to Coach Aaron Feist guardian program and references from school marshal to school guardian wherever those terms appear in this act. What bothers you about that? We've talked about it here. It's a sensitive topic to a lot of people arming teachers. Teachers should just teach. Here's what bothers me about that. More than 20%, not 10%, but not more than 20% more rounds fired than associated with academy training. What concerns me about this is that radical party I just told you about, many in that party believe this is what you should have to do to even purchase a gun. Or at the very least, get a concealed weapons permit. National reciprocity comes to mind. When you hear that party, that vile ideology I just told you about, talk about, we don't want untrained, the bottom of the barrel, in states that don't have the same requirements that we have, being able to carry a firearm in our state. There are people that want to make this type of training mandatory to either purchase a firearm or at the very least get a concealed weapons permit. I just want you to keep that in mind and keep this in mind as well. Now, believe me, I'm all for these people getting extra training. We've talked about it. I have no problem with it. None. But I want you to just get throwing this out for you to think about this. That teacher, what did it say in number one? Hold a valid license issued under S-790-06. That means already have a concealed weapons license. That means the state trusts that person right now to carry their firearm loaded, whatever firearm they choose or however many they want to put on their body as backup guns and keep it concealed anywhere they go now in the state. They trust them now, except right up to the moment they walk up to that school property. I'm just throwing it out there. I want you to think about that. Here's my fear. You're going to start to see, and again, I have no problem with these people getting extra training, none. Excessive? Is this excessive? You tell me if you think it's excessive. Remember, these people already have permits issued by the state. The state already trusts these people to carry a firearm in the car with their kids to the grocery store that's really crowded, or in a theater that's more crowded than a classroom. I want you to think about this stuff. Because guess what's going to happen after this passes, if it passes? This is now going to become the new rally cry from the, what? The vile party I just told you about. This is what they're going to use against us when it comes to national concealed carry reciprocity, which eventually will move at some point. This will be an argument against that because you don't have this level of training. They're going to try to set this as a standard. That's my concern. Don't forget that. What are your thoughts? Let me know. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to head down to page 26 of this. This is 105 pages, by the way. And some of it is extremely disturbing. Extremely disturbing. Let me get to page, actually I'm going to go to page 25. Yeah, because, you know, we're talking about the handgun age being 21 and the rifle age now going to 21. That's part of this bill, which I believe Marco Rubio supported publicly. Yeah, waiting periods and everything else. I'm not going to go into that with you right now. I've got a couple other things I want to talk with you about, but I'm going to go to bump fire stocks next. And I'm going to read you what 790.222, this is brand new addition to the Florida 790 statutes that I'm going to read you. Why are we talking about Florida? Why? Because as you well know, what happens in Florida generally tends to roll across the country. Hence why your state has a concealed weapons license permit at all. It was Florida's 87 landmark ruling that gave us the current, really, permit type that we have across the country. More on this when we come back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I want you to dream about that new gun you're going to win. Like I said in a couple segments ago, dream about that 10 chances to win that new Kimber 1911, the $1,500 on your while you're resting on your new MyPillow, right? From Mike Lindell. He supports those Kimbers, by the way, which is a beautiful thing, which is why we want to support him. Promo code AAR over at MyPillow.com. Take 50% off, and it supports this program when you use that AAR promo code. And that's huge, and we need your help. We always need your help. Second thing is that promo, the gun giveaway. 10 of them. 10 chances when you head over to armedandresponsible.com. Lock them in. 10 chances. It all ends on the 23rd. Please hurry. The clock's ticking. Remember, it's 10 Kimbers. You'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free. Time's running out. Don't waste it. Armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Do that. Also visit warfightertobacco.com. Support the vets, 100% veteran-owned company that supports us program, that supports this program, also with an AAR promo code that gives something back to us when you get a great deal. And it helps us continue to explode this program across the country as we are. New affiliates almost weekly. Las Vegas on the Monster Cast just started. Wonderful stuff. Big new area, big new signal. Love it. All right. Moving on Florida 7026. Mind you, this thing's way too complicated to go into too much. That's why I read you the email blast from Florida Carry first, which just gave you the basics of what it does. But here's the actual, right? The devil's in the details. Here's line number 736. And this is only on page 26 of 105. 790.222. Bump fire stocks prohibited. Now, before I go any further, the Aikens Accelerator, Mr. Bill Aikens, he's been on this program many times, not too long ago, actually. We had him on after Vegas because he invented the device. It's called the Aikens Accelerator. You remember that? It's basically a bump stock. The guy's a genius. But his device, the ATF, eventually said, nope. Don't know why that one was, and the bump stock was. It had something to do with the trigger mechanism, I guess. I don't know. But it cost him a fortune. It cost him a lot of money, a lot of investment that he put into it when the ATF originally approved the device. The Obama ATF gave their stamp of approval on it twice. You bought them legally, if you even knew what they were. But you bought them legally. You live in Florida. You bought these legally. You have two of them, let's say. Now this, bumpfire stocks prohibited. A person may not import into this state or transfer, distribute, sell, keep for sale, offer for sale, possess, or give to another person a bumpfire stock. A person who violates this section commits a felony of the third degree, punishable as provided in Section 775. And they go on to provide the penalties for third degree. This is a felony. This is life-ruining crap. The worst thing that can possibly happen to a law-abiding citizen is to be confronted, charged, and convicted on felony charges. The thought is nightmarish. As used in this section, the term bumpfire stock means a conversion kit, a tool, an accessory, or a device used to alter the rate of fire of a firearm to mimic automatic weapon fire, or which is used to increase the rate of fire to a faster rate than is possible for a person to fire such semi-automatic firearm unassisted by a kit, a tool, an accessory, or a device. What does this mean? It means that the accessory that you bought, that you have in a safe, that may not even have been opened, may still be in its packaging because you just haven't had a chance to try it out, has just turned you into a third degree felon. As Florida Carry's email warned us, they provide no provision. There appears to be no grandfathering. They provide no provisions for you to dispose of your property. And they're certainly not offering you compensation. Hell, even the Australians compensated you when they confiscated it before they turned you into a felon. Not here. The bumpfire stock, the very stock that was not used in Florida and has never been used in Florida. But we have to do something, right? So let's turn every law-abiding Floridian who owns one of these devices and has never committed a crime with it, in fact, has never committed any crime ever, into a third-degree felon. Oh, the governor, he'll sign it, yeah. He's pandering to the left. He'll sign it. This thing passed the Florida Senate. Trump's talking about this now. To this degree, we don't know. We haven't seen anything come out of Washington yet. But he's expressed support for it. He said he was going to do it on executive order himself. What's he going to do? Turn a couple million Americans into overnight felons? Watching this very, very carefully, here's the deal. Donald Trump knows this. Remember, the bump stock, I told you, is going to be sacrificed on the altar of gun control. More than likely, that's what's getting ready to happen. When it happens, is it going to go as far as this and turn you into a felon? Wait to be seen. If Donald Trump loses his base, he loses the election in 2020. It's that simple. And you, as a gun owner, are his base. You are his core constituent. If he loses you on the altar of gun control, he loses 2020. Hopefully, Donald Trump knows that. Section 14. Florida statutes is intended to temporarily prevent individuals who are at high risk of harming themselves or others from accessing firearms or ammunition by allowing law enforcement officers to obtain a court order when there is demonstrated evidence that a person possesses a significant danger to himself or herself or others, including significant danger as a result of a mental crisis or violent behavior. Temporary. What does that mean? As we dig farther down into this, and I'm going to run out of time, we're talking about the risk protection orders. I'm going to cover this with you tomorrow because it's incredibly important. But those words, that word, that phrase, ex parte, pops up in here multiple times. Do you know what that means? That means without you being present. That means you don't need to be there. That means in certain cases, when the right accusation is made and the right judge hears it from the right person who came off as very believable, because apparently that person has a sixth sense about you, they don't need you there. They're going to show up at your house, and the wording of this is incredibly disturbing. Again, I'm going to run out of time, so I don't have time to go into it, but I'll tease it now. They're going to go to your house and seek your voluntary cooperation in turning in your firearms. Of course, they've already got a court order issued ex parte without you being present to take them. But they worded it nicely. They worded it, you know, it's not so threatening. We're going to come over and voluntarily seek your cooperation. And guess what happens when you decide you don't want to volunteer your property? Because you didn't even know this happened. All you know is that woman hates my guts and is trying to take my kids away from me. Oh, but wait. 7026 provides teeth. That's not going to happen because we make that illegal. And as we all know, everybody follows the law. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back tomorrow. I'll start here on this tomorrow because it is important. It's incredibly important because why? That vile ideology wants this to be the law of your land. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.